do you need like a connection to the story that you say, okay, yeah, I'm going to do the score for it? Or, you know, how does this work?
It's not necessary to have a personal connection to the story, mm-hmm. but for me, it is important to be moved by the work. So genre doesn't determine it, topic matter doesn't determine it, but the actual art itself, the cinema, how the story is told, you know, how they utilize the vehicles of cinematography and screenplay writing, how the actors are performing, that's what gives me an indication. Because just reading words off of a paper, how I interpret or how I envision it, is going to be completely different than what the finished product is. And so I like to take my cues from the actual work itself.
Your work starts when the movie is already filmed completely, or?
Yes, so far my work has. And I do appreciate that. I mean, if I were to come in earlier just to be around the environment, that's great, because that's like a lot of atmospheric internal information. Like if I were to be invited to a shoot or to be speaking with the director in advance, that would be more about discussing, I guess, the palette, the general feel of the story that they wanted to convey with the score. But I definitely score to picture, so that's my personal style. I say I like to put the clothes on the baby.
Your music, I've heard so far, is very experimental and like diverse. So you do a lot of different things. Are there any artists which inspired you during your work?
As an artist, I've been inspired personally as like a singer-songwriter performer by Grace Jones, PJ Harvey, Betty Davis, Bad Brains, Fishbone. You know, I found my voice in the punk rock hardcore scene in New York City. But I was trained as a classical choral singer as a child, growing up Catholic. So I, you know, sang choral classical music all of my life. And in coming into this world of film scoring, it's like I've circled back to my classical roots. But it took the journey of being able to express myself in that scene to really find my voice. I loved classical music, but my work is definitely an amalgamation of all those experiences.
When I look here around at the soundtrack Cologne, they are mostly male composer. Did you experience any difficulties in this business as working as a female composer?
I'm really just starting in the business, and my entry was a bit unique in that the work that I was doing as an artist, just practicing, you know, developing my discipline as an artist, practicing being an artist in the world, is what brought me to this world. And I like collaborating across disciplines. That's my interest as an artist. So, and film composing is just another aspect of my creative expression, you know, and it's important to me to maintain my artist's alchemy, to know and understand that that's who and what I am. And as long as I'm creating and making work, then I'm in a good place.
Is there like any movie you've seen so far where you would think, oh, well, I would have loved to create the score for this movie, but I would have done it completely different? Is there any experience you had so far?
I mean, I would have loved to have had a crack at Black Panther. I remember watching a film by Tony Scott, and it wasn't a particularly good one, but it was the way the cinematography was used. It was Domino. And just the textures and the layers, the visuals really inspired me. And it was the first time I ever thought, I would love to have music in a movie. But I had never thought that until then. And of course, he's no longer with us, but he would have been a director I would have loved to work with.
www.kölncampus.com